Well, of course, you know, it's tough to come here as results have proved, but we'd learn our lessons from the first two games. We changed our shape today and we did really well. It was more like us today. You could see we had more threat from the bench. The belief was a little bit better because of the players we had available. And in the end, really and truly, when we got the goal after half time, just before half time, which was great timing for us, I really felt, you know, there's only one team going to win it, if I'm honest.
I mean, they had a couple of opportunities, half opportunities to start the second half, but actually last half hour, I don't think Wayne Hennessy made a save, did he?
No, we were fairly comfortable and we should have scored in that period. We had a couple of great chances on the break. I mean, let's not get carried away. You know, you need a bit of luck in this competition. And in the first half, we had it. A couple of chances in that first 25 minutes. Tottenham could have taken the lead and it might have been a different result today. But much more like us today. And we could still have the best season we've ever had in the Premier League. Still could have the best finish we've ever had. 10th was last year. We can better that. And they're in the quarterfinals of the Cup. So it potentially, and we have to remember where we are. If someone had said to me at the start of the season, would you take that? I would have said yes.
Players coming back, you've mentioned, is really important. I'm sure the Palace fans in particular will have been delighted to see Yannick Bolasie get back on the field today.
Well, a massively important player for us because he gives us a talent and a threat that is different to anyone else we have in the squad, and it's evident. But we've got Adebayor, I thought was terrific today coming back here. He had some lovely moments of hold-up play, and so we got some nice assets to take into West Brom.
And just talking that, I mean, this is the obvious question everyone's going to ask. So you've beaten Southampton, Stoke and Tottenham, all Premier League teams in the FA Cup, yet you're 9 games without a win in the Premier League. But are you confident this result actually might just be able to transform your fortunes in the league?
Yeah, but we're still had a lot of injuries. I mean, no one's had injuries like we've had in our offensive line. So, okay, we would like to have had better results in that period, but they're all back now. So we know we don't lean on excuses. We need to get something at West Brom. It's a big week next week. West Brom, Sunderland, Liverpool. We need to take 4 points at least.
And just finally from me, Alan, in terms of the FA Cup, I mean, you've obviously taken a team, West Ham, to the FA Cup final in 2006. I'm sure you'd love to do the same with Palace, and that's eminently possible, isn't it?
Well, it is. I said, you know, the West Ham team I took there, this team is every bit as good, and there's no reason that we can't be one of the teams that win it.
So you need your name needs to be on the cup, and you need a bit of luck. But first half, when the ball hit both posts, yeah, went along the line. Was that so, your moment of luck?
Maybe it was a lovely moment. Enjoyed that, and we had a. I haven't seen the issue at the end when Harry Kane backflicks it and it's like saved on the line. I can't really remember that second half one. That looked a little bit fortunate as well. But I think overall, in the context of the game, I think we deserved it today. I think we was a little bit more hungry, a little bit more determined to win in this game.
And the way that the competition is panning out now, I mean, you need luck of the draw, but you've got a real chance.
Yeah, of course. In the quarter final of the Cup, really anything can happen, home or away, but we'd like a home draw. It's been a bit unkind to us to draw. Southampton away, Stoke at home and Tottenham away takes some doing, and, you know, we've managed to come through that.
It's either Reading or Shrewsbury then?
My old mate Brian, I'd like to see...
Your old team.
Exactly, and I'd like to see Reading there at... I don't know, really. Anyone at home will do us.
Quick word on the goal scorer as well. You wouldn't have had too many people putting money on him scoring today.
No, but it showed the intent of the team, because in 44th minute we got a right back marauding down the and finishing in from 8 yards out. So it was the kind of intent we set ourselves up with. But you've got to defend well here at Tottenham. You know, you really have. And we did. And that was the basis of our victory.